Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. It is January 20th, 2017. This week, the Toy of the Week is something we just got, and it's already sold out. There's a tiny, very small chance that a couple more units might become available. Right now it's sold out on the website, and all the units are committed. So if someone cancels the order, or for any reason payment is declined, it's possible you might see another one show up. Probably not. It is the E.T. Glow-in-the-Dark Finger and Chest Reaction Figure. This is a 3¾-inch scale-ish figure. Last week we talked about the E.T. set. They're a little bit bigger than they probably should be to be truly scaled to your Star Wars and Nightmare Before Christmas and Escape from New York and other similar figures. But they're great, and the details are really good. This is the only version of E.T. to come carded. The other one's in a box 3-pack, and I like the carded one a little bit more. The packaging is great. It's got the bike against the moon, and in the back it shows the other figures in the 3-pack. It's got a couple of stickers on it, one showing the glow-in-the-dark symbol, the other one showing the Entertainment Earth exclusive sticker. The chest is red with a little glow in the middle, and the finger is also red with a little glow on the tip. And if you hit these with a black light, they light up like a friggin' Christmas tree. It is amazing. The sculpt is basically the same between the two ETs. The accessory is different. The glow one comes with a flower pot. The one in the 3-pack has a Speak and Spell. I am hesitant to declare one better than the other. I have some bias toward the glow-in-the-dark exclusive one because I wanted it. And now we have it. And theoretically, you have it if you placed a pre-order. And, you know, when it comes to exclusives, we don't always know what's going to pre-sell out months in advance, weeks in advance, days, or even hours in advance. We actually had, like, one unit left, I think, a week ago when we were recording the podcast, and now we don't. So, I hope you got yours. The arms swing forward nicely. There's a bit of an angle in the joint in the arms and legs. So, if you swing the legs forward, it's a classic V-crotch. If you have a Gamorrean Guard or Ewok figures from 1983, you know exactly what I mean. The arms are similar, except that they go forward and come together. So, the more E.T.'s arms go forward together, they get closer and closer and eventually will touch or cross over, depending on how you pose them. The neck also has an articulation joint, which is redundant, but, you know, that's what you need to do when you're late for lunch and you need your nutrition food. It looks great on the 6x9-inch card back. Next to your other figures, it looks a little big, but since Walrus Man and E.T. never were seen hanging out in the movies directly side by side, they were in the same scene of The Phantom Menace. Well, different. It was an Aqualish, but let's not split hairs here. It's a little big, but the detail's really good, and I'm okay with that. If you're going to make the figure look really, really nice, you can make it bigger. That's no problem. I would recommend getting it if you have the opportunity. We only charged $9.99 for this? What are we, nuts? This is a great figure, and due to reasons, we are unable to disclose the edition size. But obviously, it's not very big because it sold out. Supply was basically demand for pre-orders, and I hope you got yours. The 3-pack is still available. You can hear a review of that on last week's Toy of the Week podcast. It is a great alternative, and you can always, of course, add your own glow-in-the-dark paint. Won't look as good, and you won't have the flower accessory, but you can kind of fudge it if you want. So, given the opportunity, I'd say go for it. Oh, one last thing I forgot to mention. The cardback is particularly unique in that it also, being the only E.T. reaction figure, it also has a sticker for the name, which really surprised me because no one else is using this cardback. Curious design choice, but not unacceptable, not unsurprising. So, mine came unpunched. Our picture on the website shows a punch in the hole. I assume yours will also come unpunched. It's probably on the way. Check your order status. If it is committed, congratulations. If it is not committed, you probably didn't order one because we sold pretty much exactly what we had. So I will see you guys next time. Get yourself whatever E.T. action you can because I don't know if there's going to be many more excuses, reasons, or opportunities to do more E.T. toys. It just doesn't seem like something that's going to come back in a big way, despite being the number one movie for a better part of a decade. So, get that while you can. Check out our website for the latest special offers and deals and new additions. I know some of you listening to this show are listening because you're big Hasbro collectors, and we added some new stuff this week, and we're adding some more stuff next week, and I've got a calendar of items that'll be going up as soon as permissions are permitted. So, check that out. See you next time. Be safe, have fun, stay dry, And I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast.